welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. Elon Musk is continuing to hit back over the Australian government's order to remove graphic content from his social media platform. The federal court has ordered X, formerly known as Twitter, to remove video of the Sydney church stabbing. The tech billionaire has questioned whether Australia's e-safety commissioner should have authority over the entire internet. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's just being arrogant.
This is an egotist. He is someone who's totally out of touch with the values that Australian families have.
Well, Senator Lambie says Elon Musk is showing contempt for the Australian government.
He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not be have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred.
Network 10 argues that Bruce Lerman should pay all of its legal costs after his defamation loss in the federal court, claiming he brought the proceeding on a deliberately wicked basis. A judge last week upheld the truth defence, finding on the balance of probabilities that Lerman raped Brittany Higgins at Parliament House in 2019. Lerman's lawyers, however, argue there is room for a nuanced approach to costs. The case of the police officer accused of murdering a Sydney couple in February has been adjourned for 8 weeks. Beaulamar Condon is in custody and did not appear when his case was briefly mentioned. While speaking outside court, his lawyers said they're not sure yet how he'll plead. The PM will spend his first night on the Kokoda track, camping in the small village of Deniki in a remote part of Papua New Guinea. Anthony Albanese is walking part of the track following the footsteps of Aussie soldiers during World War II. And health experts are warning against seeking medical advice from social media. Latest data shows 8 in 10 young Aussies are turning to TikTok for answers. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport and Aussie golfers Jason Day, Adam Scott, Minwoo Lee and Cam Davis are all in the conversation for the International President's Cup team this year. And A-League Games record holder Lee Broxham has announced he's retiring after 18 seasons at the Melbourne Victory. In entertainment news now, and Ryan Gosling has apologised for causing the closure of the Harbour Bridge. The Sydney landmark was shut due to filming for his latest flick, The Fall Guy, with the actor adding that they didn't mean to hold up traffic. Well, it seems Taylor Swift's diss track aimed at Kim Kardashian has caused fans to choose between the two. The reality star losing more than 100,000 followers and counting after Tay-Tay dropped Thank You, Amy, which is on her latest album. And The Weeknd has cancelled the Australian and New Zealand leg of his After Hours Till Dawn tour. The announcement comes after the superstar postponed last November's shows due to a scheduling conflict. Ticket holders will automatically be given a refund, though. That's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.